We begin another road week here on Fred Nats on Deck, coming to you live from Segra Stadium here in downtown Fayetteville. Eric Bach joined by the pitching coach of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Justin Lord. Lordy, coming off a great week for the pitching staff. Obviously, the team won 5 out of 6 games. First, I want to focus on the bullpen. It seems like you have built just a really good culture in that bullpen of guys coming in and throwing strikes. Can you speak on that?
Well, I hope they feed off each other, you know, more than anything. I mean, we emphasize what's important from our team, from our organization, and from baseball in general, and that's to throw strikes and get ahead. You know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit in Carolina opening weekend, and the guys recognize that. You know, they realize they weren't pitching up to what they're capable of doing. And they made a heck of an adjustment when we got back home. You know, we limited our walks and hit batters in that series. And one thing that really stood out as well was they really took the initiative and took it, you know, personal when it came to controlling the running game. And so I think in the Carolina series, they were 9 for 12 in stolen bases. We gave up 9 stolen bases in 3 games. And then against Salem, we only gave up 4. In that 6-game series. So being able to limit the walks and controlling the running game put us in a good position to win those games. And, you know, and obviously our offense, you know, came through and swung the bats well in that series too.
A lot of guys that were around at the very end last year to win that championship and be a part of those high-pressure playoff games, that's only got to help, especially pitching in those late-game situations, trying to protect some leads, because the leads have been pretty slim so far.
Yeah, they have, and I think these guys, they love the environment. They know that it's not going to always work out in our favor over the course of a season, you know. I mean, you look even at the big league level, you know, the best closers and relievers in the games give up runs, they blow saves, they blow holds, whatever it is. It's going to happen over time, but, you know, these guys, I think, feed off each other, and I think there's a lot of guys in that bullpen that love to have the ball when the game is on the line, and they've created a good culture among themselves down there. They're into the game, they follow the game, knowing who they've got when they come in, and being prepared for that and trying to put themselves in the best situation to succeed.
Davian Garcia tonight, a guy who in college did both starting and relieving, has done both so far this year, both relieving and starting for us, makes his second start. What's the game plan? What are you hoping for Davian tonight?
I mean, Davian's got really good stuff. You know, he hasn't pitched a lot and at the pro level. And so for him, it's just to get out there and control the strike zone. It's very simple, very generic. But, you know, at the end of the day, if it's simple and generic and you execute it, then you've got a pretty good line most of the time. So, you know, he throws 3 pitches, hopefully throwing those 3 for strikes and makes changing speeds, getting ahead. Really the basics that have been preached in baseball for years and years, and couple that with, you know, he's analytically, he's got some good stuff as well. And so hopefully we see that, focusing on one pitch at a time. And, you know, I stress all the time to these guys, doesn't matter if it's their first game in pro ball or their 100th game in pro ball, the most important pitch is the next one, and trying to get past that and learn the importance of that is part of the growing process and development process for these guys at this level especially.
Last one for you. We've been treated over these last couple years to quite a few different national anthems from your daughter Abigail at Fred Nat games, both home and road. She got her major league call up last week at Nats Park when the Dodgers were in town. What an awesome thing for her and for you and your wife, Amy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, she was looking forward to that, and it worked out to where it was on a Monday. We had off. We were able to be there for that. It was a big series against the Dodgers, and, you know, she's become a big fan of baseball over the last couple of years, and so for her to be able to see some of the superstars of today, you know, when you get to see those types of players in person, that was really cool. And then for her to be able to, you know, to sing and perform in that environment, it was really neat, really special for us, and just glad to be able to sit in the shadows and watch her do what she loves to do.
Justin Lord on Fred Nats on Deck. We go at 6:35, beginning our week in Fayetteville. Thanks, Lordy.
Appreciate it, Eric.